Our next guests are a couple of scientists who've hit bottom. The bottom of the sea, that is. In their research vessel, the Atlantis, anchored just west of Easter Island in the Pacific Ocean, they are exploring Pito Deep, an underwater chasm, to get a glimpse into the geology beneath the ocean floor. The research submarine Alvin and a robotic called Jason 2 allow a small crew to travel about 2.5 miles beneath the ocean surface to go into Pito Deep and take pictures and collect samples of rocks and lava from the Earth's crust. Emily Klein is co-chief scientist of the expedition and a geology professor at Duke University. She joins us now from aboard the Atlantis. Professor Klein, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what's a group of geologists doing out in the middle of the ocean?
Well, 70% of the Earth's crust is covered by water, and so a great deal of geologic interest on the Earth takes place at the ocean bottom.
You're out at this deep underwater chasm, described as an underwater Grand Canyon called Pito Deep. What actually is Pito Deep?
Pito Deep is an unusual place in the ocean where, if you can imagine that, imagine the ocean crust as being something like a layer cake. Normally, you can only see the top of the cake, that is to say the icing, but we're particularly interested in looking deeper into that cake, into the known layers of the igneous crust below the surface. And normally, you can't see that. But there are certain places in the oceans where, due to some unusual tectonic forces, in this case, a large fault, a rift, has opened up a deep, wide chasm that allows us to look at the deeper layers of this cake or this ocean crust. And the Pito Deep is one such place.
So these places are found only in the ocean? There's no place on land that you can see this kind of formation?
There are rifting places on land. Certainly East African Rift is one of those places. But the ocean crust is unique. It's different from the continental crust, entirely different in chemical composition and in structure. And so if we want to look and study the ocean crust, we have to go to the oceans.
Professor Klein, your research ship, the Atlantis, is using two types of vehicles to explore the ocean floor. And in a few minutes, we're going to talk with a scientist in Alvin, the submersible. But there's also Jason, a robotic. Tell me about the differences between the two, what they're used for, what they look like.
Jason 2 is a vehicle that is basically an extremely sophisticated camera package with both video and still camera capabilities, as well as mechanical arms for sampling. It's tethered to the ship so that through the cable we get real-time video images and still camera images of what Jason is imaging. So if you can imagine, again, with the Grand Canyon analogy, suppose the Grand Canyon were filled with water and it were utterly dark and you couldn't see the stratigraphy, the layers of rocks on the side. You might drop a fancy camera down into the water and, with its own propulsion system and guiding it, direct it to traverse the canyon wall, stopping to take measurements, stopping to use its mechanical arms to grab samples and put them in a basket on the vehicle to recover later. Now, it's a magnificent piece of equipment, but it is a fairly two-dimensional image that you get back of the ocean floor. So that capability, the Jason 2 capability in conjunction with Alvin, really brings the richness of the structures and the relationships of the geology on the ocean floor to life, because with Alvin, then you can go in and with real observers, two scientists and a pilot, really look at the three-dimensionality, go around cliffs, take measurements that you couldn't take with the two-dimensionality of the Jason vehicle.
How about we go down beneath the surface and speak to the Alvin crew now?
That'd be great.
Hello, is this Chief Scientist Jeff Carson? Over.
Yes, it is, Steve. I can read you loud and clear down here on the seafloor. Over.
Dr. Carson, who's down there with you in Alvin? Over.
Down here today, besides myself, is Duke University graduate student Megan Pollack, who's studying the volcanic rocks here. And also, of course, we have a veteran pilot, Pat Hickey, who's made over 500 dives in Alvin over his career. Over.
What does it feel like to be in this submarine so deep beneath the surface? Over.
It's extremely exciting. I often say that it's like being in a spaceship going to a different planet. We're very aware of the huge pressure of the weight of the oceans around us. But basically, we're so excited by looking at the geology that we don't even think about that. Over.
What's exciting about the geology? Over.
Okay, well, today we're moving up a huge cliff face. It's several hundred meters high. At the top of the cliff, where we are right now, we're sampling some lava that was erupted on the seafloor about 3 million years ago. Earlier today, deep down on the cliff face, we were able to sample these tabular rock bodies called dikes. These are basically the frozen conduits through which the magma once moved as it was erupted on the seafloor. We're also looking at a number of fault zones that are full of interesting minerals. Over.
And before we go, what's the biggest surprise so far? Over.
I think the biggest surprise for us is just how beautifully exposed the seafloor is here. It's just opened up for us in a way that we can study in great detail and really learn a lot about how the seafloor is made. And it's just a remarkable place. And, you know, this is the kind of place that are on land would probably be some sort of national park. Over.
Thank you so much for taking this time today. Over.
Thank you. It's been fun. Bye for now. Over.
Professor Klein, what happens next? What do you do with all the rocks that you're bringing up from the ocean floor?
My particular emphasis is on the geochemistry of the lavas and dikes that we will be sampling. We have sampled. And we will bring them back to my laboratory at Duke University. We will grind them up, analyze their chemical composition, and from that we will determine their, what we call petrogenesis, the origin of these lavas, how they relate to one another, what they can tell us about how crust is accreted at mid-ocean ridges.
Professor Klein, do you ever go in Alvin?
Yes, I have dove in Alvin on two different cruises previously, and I'm slated to go in the sub next week.
What's your favorite part of the expedition?
Oh, my. I find the descent in the dark to be an overwhelming experience. We keep the lights off. We don't want to use battery power on the descent down, so it's done in complete darkness. Sometimes we put on music and descend the 2.5 miles to the bottom of the ocean. And then just as you get to the bottom of the ocean, the pilot begins to turn on the lights on the outside, and suddenly you're in a magnificent world that nobody has ever seen before in this place.
And what kind of music do you play?
Sometimes we play classical music, but on a recent dive, we put on the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Duke University geologist Emily Klein is co-chief scientist of the Pitot Deep Expedition. Thanks for taking this time with us today.
Thank you.
We also spoke with her colleague Jeff Carson, also teaches geology at Duke. For photos of Alvin and Jason too, as well as some of the expedition discoveries, go to our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org. Just ahead, an endangered status debate for the biggest predator on land or ice.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Argosy Foundation Contemporary Music Fund, supporting the creation, performance, and recording of new music. The Kresge Foundation, building the capacity of nonprofit organizations through challenge grants since 1924. On the web at kresge.org. The Annenberg Fund for Excellence in Communications and Education, and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood, and coming up, the violent history of humans and wolves. First, this note on emerging science from Jennifer Chu.